this example, which occupies two slides, shows how to use malloc and free to build a ragged array. Notice that I'm including standard lib.h in my second include line there. That's where the prototypes for the heap functions are defined. You always have to include that if you're going to use malloc or its associates. String.h is there because I'll be doing some string operations. Again, a ragged array usually makes sense only when you use characters. Of course, you can always do it, but it's most commonly when you have arrays of characters representing strings. So the first variable that I declare inside of my main function, lines, is an array of so many pointers to character. That number, of course, is defined a couple of lines above. Max lines is 100. So I'm going to allow up to 100 lines in this array. What I'm going to have to do, though, is I'm going to have to read a line at a time, then allocate the memory on the heap for that line, copy it over to that heap space, and then just continue on in that fashion. So I need a buffer to read each line in one at a time, and so that buffer is going to be what I call line, and it can hold up to 80 characters. Remember, you always have to leave one for the terminating null, and so that's why it's 81. Well, to fill the ragged array, all I have to do is read a line at a time until I run out, and then allocate the space and copy it over. So that's what this loop does. I have the variable in starting at 0, and then while in is less than max lines, which means while I have room in my array for another one, and while I consumed another input line, that's the function getS, it reads an entire line up to and including a new line character. It throws away the new line character and puts everything else into the character array that you gave it as an argument, and then appends a terminating null, so it's a valid C string. If you ran out of input, in other words, if you hit into file, then it returns a null. So while there was room in the array and while I got a string, I will execute the body of the loop, which begins with the if statement there after the curly brace. Now what I'm doing in that if statement is I'm calling malloc, asking for enough space to store the line that I just read plus one for the terminating null. Remember, the strlen function does not count the terminating null in its computation of the length of the string. So I'll allocate that on the heap. Malloc will return me a pointer. I'll store that right into the next open slot in my array of pointers. And then after that assignment is made, notice that I have that assignment in parentheses, that will be compared to null. If it is null, that means that the memory failed. That means that malloc returned null. And in this case, I'm just going to be lazy and quit the program. Exit is a function you haven't seen yet. It's defined in standard lib.h. And it uses the same conventions for return values as returning from main. I'm returning a non-zero to indicate that there was an error. If, however, there was enough memory, that won't happen. I'll skip down to the next line, and that's strcopy. I'll just copy my second argument, which is the buffer that I read into. I'll copy that into the area on the heap. Now, again, there may be something that isn't crystal clear to you for now. You've seen strcopy before. You've seen puts before. And up until now, we have been just giving them strings, either literal quoted strings or names of arrays. Well, again, the reason that this all works is because the name of an array is just a pointer. And a quoted string literal is also just a pointer. When you type in a quoted string literal in double quotes, the system will allocate space for that, put those characters in there, and then return the pointer where it put it. That's just the way it works. So all of these functions that we have been passing strings to, they really just take pointers. And if you want to prove that to yourself, why don't you just open up string.h in your programming editor and look at the prototype for strcopy. You will see that its first parameter is of type char star, and its second parameter is of type const char star. You can ignore the const part for now. We don't cover that until chapter 8b. But that is just telling you that it's taking pointer arguments.